At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack Fritz alongside Ike Reese, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games are always better with crab fries. Online at ChickiesandPete's.com. The official sports bar of your world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Speaking of the Phils, we got leading off coming up around 5:40-something, as we will get you set for Phils Brewers tonight. Reese Hoskins making his return to Philadelphia for the second time. We'll get to the top five here in 1 second, but I do want to check in on the Elliott Shore Parks Insider of the Year / Cap Guru conversation, Ike.
Yeah.
So he incorrectly reported that they created like $15 million in cap space.
Well, I knew that didn't make sense, but yeah.
Or even $7 million. Who knows? According to overthecap.com, a guy who really does know the cap, they created about $2 million by trading Bryce Huff. So he's not an Eagle. It didn't exactly create a bunch of cap space for them. It doesn't open up the door for a Trey Hendrickson trade or maybe a Justin Simmons signing.
A Trey Hendrickson trade.
I mean, they do need an edge rusher.
You know how much money you have to pay him?
I know. Are you trying to win a Super Bowl or are you not? Are you more about the window? Again, one championship every 10 years, Ike. I try to tell you. It creates the buzz again.
Yeah.
I miss the Philadelphia angst. That's my
right.
I love that, because there's a big theme in Ring the Bell book.
Yeah.
Is I wrote about like the I love the pain. I love the pain, the misery, the going through it. It's what makes the great moments great.
Haven't we experienced that enough?
Yeah, well, not the younger crowd. Like I remember, I see, you know, Rondé, and I have my moments. Don't worry.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Like what this city was founded on. That's what I miss. I don't think many people agree with me.
Believe me, yeah, many people do not agree.
I know.
With you.
I'm a masochist. I like that kind of stuff. I'm gonna be honest with you. All right. Speaking of things I may or may not like, it is the top 5 at 5 today with Buzz Wilson.
Each the five.
Number five
at five.
Five
with Buzz.
So bad. With Buzz. Did you finger gun at the mic when he did that too?
I sure did. I sure did.
I'm sure you did.
So earlier today, I actually informed Jack that I was going to do a top five Reese Hoskins moments. You're going to get people amped going down to the game. And then I was informed by Mike Angelina that I've actually already done that.
Yeah. And we didn't want another peanut butter week situation where all of a sudden you're recycling top fives. I mean, you barely do it. Do you need to be so lazy?
Well, I forgot. So, as a true non-lazy producer, I scrapped that and pulled the old switcheroo.
Wow.
Jack, we're doing the top five times you embarrassed yourself during an afternoon show bit.
You should have gone back to the other top five, if I'm being honest.
And the reason we're doing this is because last year, when Hoskins came in, you certainly embarrassed yourself with an afternoon show bit. And the question is where it comes in on this list. At number five,
Wow. We're
going to go back a few summers ago. It was, I think, more than 100 degrees. Jack running the mile with Scott and L.A. on the call. And the embarrassing part was not the mile itself. You completed it, I think, 8 seconds short of that 8 minute mark. But that photo that you took afterwards lived on Twitter for a while after that, and it is one of the least photogenic things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, so like that, the worst part about that photo is it makes me look really ugly.
What photo?
I'll pull it up for you. It's not a good look.
What'd you have on?
I had my Union jersey on.
That was the blue and yellow.
The blue and yellow.
I mean, Jack looked like he got hit by a truck.
Look at this. It's what.
Yeah, that's a terrible picture.
It's a terrible picture.
And then Jack produced the remainder of the show, like, drenched in sweat.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It was 102. What do you want me to do? Just take the rest of the show off because I ran a mile in 8 minutes?
Yeah, we didn't care.
Yeah, because he's in an enclosed booth. Yeah, no one can smell him.
Exactly. Yeah, he doesn't get the rest of the day off.
I'm not even smelly.
By himself.
Yeah, I'm not smelly either. That's the other issue. But yeah.
Unlike Spike, he wears deodorant.
Yeah, exactly right. That photo makes me look hideous. And not to do the whole you face for radio thing, but as a show, we're not.
You got clowned when that thing got put out.
I did. But at the same time, I said, hey, 752. That's what we ran the mile in.
In 100 degrees.
In 100-degree weather and humidity. I was advised by the lawyers at Odyssey to not do it because it's too hot. And I said, not today. I'm going to do it like a true warrior. All right, what's number four?
Number four also involves running, and it's when you lost Herb in the Northeast to Joe Giglio at the Eagles 5K.
Right.
I mean, you just talk about a weak performance. You didn't have a shot.
No, I know. Giglio smoked me, and that was even with inside the show. I said, let's not go hard for the first 2 miles, and then we'll just race the last mile. So it was really a whole ruse from the beginning, but like, if that was a full, like, really going for the 5K, I would have lost by 20 minutes. I mean, he was, not 20 minutes, 10 minutes. He was moving quickly. In my defense, he's 135 pounds. I was 220, you know.
You should have handicapped it, like, giving yourself odds or a spread.
Yeah, but I have too much respect for handicaps. I don't even like doing handicaps in golf. I don't like giving people strokes. Like, just play the game. Play the game.
Well, the reason why you give strokes in golf, because the ones may be better than somebody else.
I don't care.
And Jack should have been given like 4 minutes here.
I should have been given 4 minutes. You're exactly right. So it was embarrassing, but running does not make you an athlete, and Giglio is still not an athlete.
Speaking of non-athletes, you couldn't strike out Elliott. And Pert Elliott, I reached out to him earlier today. He said he hit one of those balls pretty far.
No, he didn't.
That's what he said. I'm just saying that Elliott claims he made pretty solid contact off you.
No, he didn't.
Pretty embarrassing as a former college pitcher.
Even Marks, who wanted to bury me that day, he couldn't wait to make fun of me.
Yeah.
He admitted that the most contact Elliott made. By the way, I was forced to only throw fastballs. I couldn't throw anything else. I was in horrible shape. I mean, this was when I was,
up 20?
I was probably up, like, from now, I was up 25, probably. I was huffing and puffing. But the hardest ball he hit barely reached the infield. Like, he barely reached the dirt in the infield. And I know, like, I'm not a liar. I would tell you if he did. I'm telling you, that was the hardest contact he hit that day. Was it
a dribbler?
A dribbler to shortstop. And that was it. I'm not saying it was an impressive showing, but that's the truth, no matter what Elliott tries to
say. Not what he says.
I'm sure that's not what he says.
Not what he says. He remembers it a bit different. And he also said that, what was the full tweet? He said he couldn't score in an NHL game, but he's more likely to score a touchdown, hit a home run. That's what started it, right?
He could luck into a home run.
He could luck into a home run in the big leagues?
Yes, which everyone in baseball, I think, found and eventually clowned him on.
Number two was last year when he lost the Rhys Hoskins bet. It was right around this time a year ago. Rhys Hoskins made his return to Philly, and you proclaimed that you would start 5 Eagles chants.
No, I said I would quit the show.
You said you quit the show, and then instead of quitting the show, you had to do 5 Eagles chants because the Phillies fans gave him a standing ovation after he hit a home run against the Phillies.
Yes, I said I would quit the show if the Phillies fans gave him an ovation if he hit a home run. First off, Wheeler was on the mound. Didn't think he would hit a home run, and it was a dumb moment. But I will say, when he hit the home run, I was cackling because I remember Ike was off that day, for no reason. He was having a fun day at home.
Was Is that the reason? That's not the day the plumbing happened.
It was the day the plumbing happened.
It was that
happened.
Day?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I got the call at like 11 a.m. We need you.
Yep. See, Buzz left his clogged toilet for his roommates to clean up so he could go to a morning show event. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I would say that actually worked out well. The Eagles' chants were a huge win.
They were.
It was funny. I hated doing every second of it.
Yeah, you did one of them with like 10 people watching. You were not happy that day.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
No,
but
was
the
you needed a little liquid courage.
I had not a lot of liquid courage. I had a little bit of liquid courage. And then doing it in front of Franski in L.A., they weren't happy about it. They weren't happy.
Yeah, Murph booed you, right?
Yeah, well, L.A. said I had problems. I mean, that's where that drop comes from. Jack Fritz has problems. But it was a truly great day that I'm actually glad happened, even though it was miserable at the time.
But the number one time you embarrass yourself during an afternoon show bit, and this is an old one that hasn't been discussed in a while, I feel like, it was when you were still doing Stump the Millennial back with Mark, and you didn't know, Mr. Baseball, how long Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak was.
Yeah, I think I said 65. Yeah.
That was, yes. Yeah, I'm going to have to put that down as your most embarrassing.
Yeah, that was because that wasn't even doing a ha-ha bit.
No.
I was just forgot.
Yes.
Yeah. I felt like a fraud. The only person that remembers that still is Tom from Abington, who will still text me about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now that, you know, we're the big dogs here at the station, and Buzz is re-litigating forgetting the DiMaggio hitting streak,
yeah.
I'm sure no one's going to let me forget it, Buzz, so thank you for that.
Listen, what would you do without people remembering everything you've ever said on the air?
I mean, baseball is supposed to be all about numbers.
I know.
Is there a more famous record in baseball than DiMaggio's hitting streak?
It was the home runs before Bonds got a hold of it.
Yeah, I mean 400 with Ted Williams.
Batting 400. Yeah.
511 with Cy Young.
Yeah, 5,000 strikeouts.
I forget what I mean. I don't even remember what Ripken ended up being.
Oh yeah, that fraud record.
Well, Castellanos is coming for it.
Yeah, I mean 42-56.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. Who could
the all-time hit leader, man. 42-56.
Yep. In the Hall of Fame. You see, Rob Manfred said it was like long overdue or something. It's like, hey, Rob, then what? If you wanted to do it, you could have done it while he was alive.
Right.
If it was long overdue, then at least give him a little bit of satisfaction to do it when he was still kicking.
Maybe behind the scenes, people weren't ready for it. So, you know, you can get people lobbying behind the scenes.
Sure,
like, don't do this. So maybe that's the way they wanted to do it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to go back down that
I know you don't.
Again.
I know. Yeah. No, I don't really want to go down that road either. 41-56 or whatever it was.
42-56.
Right. The hit streak was 56. Yep.
Yes.
And I still think of all the unbreakable records that we call unbreakable. I think someone could do the hit streak.
Really?
Yeah, like
I don't think so.
I know it's, but I'm talking about like of the unbreakables. No one's throwing 511 wins.
No,
no one's striking out 5,000 guys again or whatever.
Right.
I think someone could hit 400. I think 400's harder than
the hit streak
than 50. But like, at the same time, no one's had over 40.
Yeah, what's the highest? Well, whatchamacallit got there?
Pete Rose, I thought was the second highest, or is he the national?
I thought it was Tony Gwynn.
I thought Pete Rose still has a National League record.
For batting average?
Not batting average. I'm talking about the hit streak.
Oh, the hit streak, yeah. Yeah, it was Pete Rose, 44.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Another Pete
too.
Rose stat that Ike knows.
Yep.
Man, he was kind of close.
He was close. And they say, I think after his streak got broken, I think he went on another long hitting streak.
Well, that's what DiMaggio did, too.
Yeah, he went on another long hitting streak after that the 44 game got stopped.
And listen, Ted Williams is lucky that Kyle Schwarber's on-base streak was stopped because 84 was getting taken down.
That was not – no one cares, man.
it's like the Saquon all-time rushing record or whatever.
Yep.
When you count the playoffs. Yep.
Even Saquon didn't realize it.
Yep.
He was like, huh? Oh, yeah, the one overall record, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's cute.
Did I get that ball? Did I stop? Did they stop the game and give me the ball for that?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No. No.
We would have did it for the Eric Dickerson record, right? Oh, yeah. We would have stopped the game.
Easily. They stopped the game for the Eagles single season rushing record.
Yeah, and giving him the ball.
Gwynn, I think, hit over 400 over two seasons, like over in 162 game.
Yeah, what a strike shortened year.
He was 406.
He was threatening to break it that year, and Griffey, I think, was on pace for the Roger Maris record.
Yeah,
that year.
Yeah. Back when baseball was
baseball. Baseball was baseball. Man.
This segment, an hour brought to you by Guide to Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guide to Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Yoshi's in Brewery Town. What's happening, Yosh?
My man, Spike. Got you, baby. Back in the building. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Yosh?
What's up, baby? Why y'all ain't nobody breaking a scoring record? 100 points.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Can either confirm or deny it.
Jack did that on purpose.
I didn't do it on purpose. I was talking about unbreakable records in baseball.
Oh,
everyone
baseball,
take a
yeah.
deep breath.
Y'all was talking about some football, too. So I was like, let me set something up.
What is the most unbreakable football record? I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, Saquon almost got their rushing record this year. I mean, there's probably one I'm forgetting. The sack record. Maybe the sack record?
Didn't stop in February.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? With football, a lot of these records won't be unbreakable. They keep adding games to the
schedule.
Hey, so ain't that the truth? Hey, man, what's name? Hey, Jack, man, you and Spike got to do better, man. What's name? Like, when it comes to physical stuff, man, y'all just are not competitive dudes.
That's
like,
not true.
Elliot, you can't strike Elliot out. You play.
I struck him out a million times. It was like 100 pitches. He hit one in play.
What is it, Westchester? You're a Westchester legend or whatever?
I am.
Like, come on. You couldn't strike Elliot out? Fight can't beat him in arm wrestling?
That was disgusting.
Like, come on, man. And I keep saying that's why Spike goes so hard on Elliot, because he's really mad that he embarrassed. And he ain't even talking about no revenge. He want to get back. He is not talking about no get back. Like, come on, man. What's name? fight? Like, I mean, you're the only one, man. We know your physicality.
Yeah.
So you, man, you like you gotta do something with the boys, man.
Well, hold on. What about when I beat Ike in golf every single time we play? What about this competitiveness? Does that ever get brought up?
No, we don't bring that up. Why would we bring that up?
Well, because get back into a corner over here with my competitiveness.
You're a better golfer than I am.
Yeah, well, that never gets brought up on the Fritz athlete equation.
Because we don't attack Ike. Delegation ain't attacking Ike.
Especially not over golf.
No, not over golf.
Not over golf. Only when you mess up one of our own. We ain't messing with him about anything else. We leave him alone. But I ain't mad at you, but look.
What happened?
I ain't mad at you that you said all that dream team stuff, but you better not use that G word until daggone January.
There we go. All right. I'm back with you.
That daggone T word?
Yep.
That daggone T? Don't say that until January. I'm going to be on you every week come September.
We got to run it back, baby. Yeah, we got to run it back.
You can say all of that. Well, you can dance around the word. You can say all of it. Just don't say Daron T. Don't say it. And Jack, stop it. Never I got into a fight stuff. What's name? Wants to win and then take a break. Like, what are we coming into the next season for? We're not playing for checks around here. We're playing for checks and chips, baby.
That's right.
Winning is addictive. It's an addiction. You want to keep at it. Like, you're feeling like that because ain't nothing happened since 08. Like, come on, man. You got to stop that.
I just like the journey. I like the journey. I like the angst. There's no angst in the city anymore. See how happy we are?
You don't. You already said about an hour ago it's the Phillies when you want a dynasty.
Nah, well, that won't. But again, I've already come to the realization they're never going to win as long as I'm here.
Chill out. I love how you went in on. Don't let him tell us low like that. Mm-hmm. Like they stay trying to dumb down the football situation. Like, don't do that. We want to win every day. Pump it up. And we want it.
Nah, but I don't want to become like Boston. Like, it's.
Yeah,
we've lost their edge.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think we would be like Boston. I don't think we would.
Oh,
like,
disagree. This city would be obnoxious.
I know.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be obnoxious now. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna be obnoxious. But I'm saying right now, come September 4th, it's a whole new show. I ain't talking about no Super Bowl once September 4th.
Right.
We working on the next one. Just don't say guy wrong teeth. But we working on the next one.
Love it.
And my least favorite Philly athlete, because I had such high hopes. I got in so many arguments over this. Was Nnamdi Asamoah.
Asamoah.
Man, that boy was such a just Asamoah. That's his name.
I know.
I'm saying it right.
Yep.
Asamoah.
Yeah, Nnamdi, you're saying
Asamoah.
It right.
He is the worst. He is the worst. I can't stand him.
All right, Osh. Appreciate the phone call. Have a nice weekend.
Nnamdi.
Nnamdi, soft as all get out.
And the funny thing with Nnamdi, never said anything while he was here.
No, I can't remember one.
Like, he didn't say anything to make anybody mad.
I don't have one Nnamdi memory besides them signing him. Like,
yeah.
At least Byron Maxwell, you have his face where he looked shocked when Julio was sunning him on opening day 2015.
Like he wanted to get an autograph or something.
He couldn't wait to. The sleeves with him, by the way, talking about bad look.
Yes.
The long sleeves.
He had the second worst out uniform I've ever seen.
Like the Little League sleeves. Like,
yes.
They're not tight. Nothing. Just
it was
the,
bad.
The regular, like.
Well, you're talking about somebody that got a bag and just
left.
He just shut it down. He just basically like, oh, I got all I need. I'm good.
I know. And he
just basically quit playing football.
Yeah, went to Miami in the Kiko trade.
And
did nothing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did he make it past 1 year there?
No, there's no shot.
No,
there's no shot. That was you could tell that signing was horrible. That actually reminds me of the Bryce Huff signing.
He really did. It really did. Like, there were us last night. None of us were like, wow, Bryce Huff. We immediately started doing shows like, would you have rather kept Hassan Reddick or Bryce Huff?
I know. And Byron Maxwell, it was a product of, it was such a horrible position for so long. Wasn't he like the.
Did we trade for him or that was a signing?
No, they signed him from Seattle because he was on the opposite side of Sherman.
Right. I remember.
I think there's a lot of.
He was a free agent, yeah.
You know, he actually, that whole thing, remember the Byron Jones offseason?
Yeah, remember, yeah.
People were all Byron Jones
up. Byron Jones up, yeah.
We had never seen Byron Jones play football.
We watched him with the Cowboys.
But like, all of a sudden we had to talk ourselves into Byron Jones, Byron Maxwell, Bryce Hoff, pretty much the same guy.
So, Maxwell, he wasn't with Kerry Williams.
See, I forget if it was.
That was, what was that guy's
name? Well, there's Nolan Carroll with. Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher.
Bradley Fletcher, that's who it was. Scrub. Bradley Fletcher, yes. Bradley Fletcher.
Dude, toast.
We couldn't find a corner for 5 or 6 years until we got Slate.
Well, it went from Asante to Slate. In between was Nnamdi, Bradley Fletcher, Nolan Carroll.
Ron Darby.
Jalen Mills. Kerry Williams. Nolan Carroll,
yeah.
Like, just dreadful.
Yeah, we couldn't get a good corner here.
Just save our lives.
Man.
So thankful for Slay for bringing the position back.
I mean, when we traded for Slay, that was a good move.
Yeah, we got him on the air.
We traded for Slay and Hargrave. Or did we sign Hargrave?
Sign Hargrave
and trade it for Slade.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. But I don't have one Nnamdi memory besides eating lunch in his car, right?
Yep. Hollis broke that one out for us.
He did. All right. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book a graduation party online at chickiesandpete's.com. On the other side, we will play the Brandon Graham audio, his take on Bryce Hoff no longer being an Eagle, what he saw from him last year.
BG's happy or not.
Let's hear what BG has to say. We'll get to that coming up next, and we'll run the rest of your phone calls before we're leading off here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I cried out.
Heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And really let me say, let me say, home now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking,
oh, it's horrible.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
There they go.
Home now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Yeah. Oh, welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies and Beats
in
South Philly.
Good.
Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Beats. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandbeats.com. The people were into it.
Yes. We had crowd participation today.
I saw one flashlight swaying back and forth.
Somebody's taking pictures, taking video.
A group came from the front to make sure that they were here for this.
Buzz, aggressive again.
Horrible, yet again. Now, there was probably a horrible delay, Buzz, right? Or is that you? It was.
No, I was ahead of you guys for a reason.
Yeah.
For a reason.
I got to be honest.
Because you guys are on delay.
Yep. That probably sounded horrible for everyone listening. Not here, Chickies and Pete's. All right, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Final read here, 54% of people say no on affiliate trade for Rhys Hoskins, a bunch of haters that need to learn the sport.
Well, still closer than I thought it would be.
Really? You don't think people would feel the Rhys thing? Come on, man. We love, making
reunions.
Old things new again.
Reunions. Only one worked, man. Nick Foles.
Trotter.
Oh, yeah. Trotter did work. Yes. I keep forgetting about that.
Hugh.
Yes. Eh.
Listen, I'm trying to think of guys. Allen Iverson was cooked when he came back here.
Cooked.
We know that. Guys that weren't cooked that was eventually brought back.
Right.
That's the criteria. Cliff Lee was brought back.
Oh, yeah, Cliff Lee was brought back.
Now, he's more sweat equity as a Philly than Cliff Lee had.
Yeah.
Cliff Lee was just riding a high. I mean,
sure.
I mean, and I don't blame him for wanting to come back, but that's a good one, Buzz. That's a pretty good one.
Well, he led us to the World Series in 2009. No,
he did, but he was also here for 3 months.
Yeah.
Whereas Reese spent 6 years.
Right, yeah, I agree.
I'm talking
about... Yeah, from that standpoint, yeah.
Like, he had more invested in the Philly.
No doubt about it, yes.
Cliff had an unbelievable... Yeah, I see why Cliff wanted to come back, because he went to a World Series in his 1 year. Mm-hmm. All right, so BG was on the Ross Tucker podcast and gave his thoughts on the Bryce Huff trade. Here is what Brandon Graham had to say.
Well, I just think with the Jets, it was just that defense, man. I know what it's like playing in that 4-3, wide 9, go get it. Every play, it's always stop the run on the way to the quarterback. That's the slogan and that type of defense. So that's what it's all. I feel like it's all scheme. I mean, I've seen different guys flourish in different systems. And then you see them get in another system, it's different. And what they asked of them this year, it just wasn't a great marriage, I would say, because I know Huff can rush. I see him. Doing all that, but sometimes it's just different with the type of scheme and what people ask of you and they want you to be able to do. And maybe it just wasn't that for Vic Fangio or you don't really know. I mean, I just know that he was a baller, man. And hopefully for him, I want it to be a win-win for the team and win for him. But, you know, in this case, I want him to be happy, go out, if it's here or somebody somewhere else, I want him to be able to go show what he can these prime years for him.
So it sounds like BG certainly thinks it was just is not a good fit for what they were trying to do. That maybe kind of lends to what Elliot said, it just wasn't the right marriage. But whatever.
Yeah, well, BG is being nice, as BG is. He is a first-class teammate. So he's not about to trash Bryce Huff on the way out the door, and he's going to wish him well. But the bottom line is, that's one way to look at it. And another way to look at it is, if you're a premier pass rusher who's going to get paid money like that, why do you need to be in a system?
That's fair.
right? Like, why do you need to be in the system? Either you can rush the passer or you can't.
Should be the system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And rushing the passer is often about your ability to beat a block one-on-one, counter moves. I understand every defense has a system, wide nine, you can get up the field versus having run responsibility and all those types of things. But the inability to adjust is what baffled me. Not that you were used to being in a different system, that's fine. Everybody is used to being in a different system until they go play in another system, right? Like, that's what it is when you're a free agent. So, and it's not like they were asking him to play linebacker or corner after playing defensive end.
Sure.
You were still a defensive end.
Yeah.
You're a pass rusher, bro. Like, you think, where did our guy go? Where did Josh Sway go?
Arizona.
Well, he's going to play for the same coach. So that's not a good example. Which I would imagine he's going to be in somewhat of the same system. I don't know what New England does. I don't think it's the same thing we do. But you think they made Milton Williams the highest paid defensive free agent this offseason for him to come up there and be like, you know what, I'm used to playing in a different system with Coach Fangio.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
You should – first, it was, what, $51 million yeah. guaranteed. Can't be a system player.
Yeah, I don't need you to be a system player. He really
had no moves. I mean, he had no moves, and
actually what it is telling us is that he's a system player.
Yeah.
So okay, even if that's the truth, then that just doubles down on that we shouldn't have signed him because it was a bad signing.
Yeah.
He's a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yep.
It's like the Jason Babin signing.
Sure. Sure. We'll put this one on Howie. That's not a Vic Fangio signing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, listen, Howie. Great give him season. Credit.
Yep.
Give him credit. You got to admit your mistake and then move on.
And he did.
And he did.
$2 million in cap space. And Bryce Huff is a he's a niner for old Robert Sala. Big A, Big Aaron in West Philly. What's happening, Big A?
And Jack, if I was there, I'd choke you half to death, man.
Man, you know that? That's aggressive.
If you're going to talk about we don't want no championship in 10 years, bro. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, but see, I want to be as aggravated as you are all the time.
I don't want to hear.
You didn't listen to what I said.
When did the last time the Phillies won the damn championship?
2008.
Okay. Ain't it long a damn enough?
Yeah, that's why I'm ready for another world title.
When did the championship? 1983.
Uh-huh.
When the Flyers? 75.
50 years officially, by the way.
Okay, so what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the sports that matter here.
What? Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I like the space out between titles. I don't need one all the time.
Man, if you don't shut the man, if you, listen, man. I might not see. You know how many people pass away and see championships, bro? Come on, man, you got to be a little more sensitive to the people.
Well,
you want to
sure.
see some winners around here. You like being an underdog.
I do like being an underdog. I like basking in the misery of those bad moments. It's fun.
I like standing on the king of the hill. I like being the king.
That's not this. That's not this city. We're not a king of the hill city.
Yeah, we need that. We need that in this.
It's gonna be a weird feeling.
Why
it's gonna
can't
be a
we
weird
have
feeling.
This?
Listen, I'd be interested in experiencing it. I think the city would change a lot, and I think we'd lose our
good.
No, it's not good. It's not good. It's not.
We're not going to lose our
ass. Yes, we already have. The Eagles have done squata this offseason, and people are like, okay, great. They drafted an injured linebacker at 31 overall. I mean, come on.
It's going to be all right, man.
I know. Everything's going to be all right.
Good offense. We got a great offense. Let it work.
I know. What made them great last year was the defense.
Make it work.
What made it great last year was
okay,
the defense,
well,
Big A.
This year it'll be the offense. How about that?
All right. Well, we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. And something, Philadelphia is wimpy anyway. Well, y'all two. No, not you. Because you wanted some retaliation in that game, right?
Yep. That's right. Make sure you get me. I'm not one of the softies at this station.
I mean, you got to plunk somebody, man. You got to do something.
Plunk them.
Block them, right? You know what I mean? Something.
Damn right, block them.
I'm very curious. I'm very curious, Big A, because you've been around for a long time. Who is your least favorite athlete to ever walk the streets of Philadelphia?
Y'all going to get mad at me when I say this. Dr. J.
I knew it was Dr.
Man,
J.
Dr. J?
Why is it Dr. J?
How's it Dr. Nobody. You got to be the only person that dislikes Dr. J, bro.
Nah, I'm not. Because I'm not. I talk
I think
a lot
you are. I never heard anybody dislike Dr. J, man.
Because he promised things that he didn't come through for.
And well, he finally got the title for us.
Yeah, once Moses got here.
Moses got the title, man. Doc ain't here.
Oh, was Doc not there?
Yeah, he was there. But come on. Yeah.
How many titles? On. Hold on. Before I even make this statement. How many titles did Moses win? How many titles did Moses win before he got here?
None.
Oh, okay.
But Moses put him over the top, though.
He did.
He the one that came and said 4-4-4, didn't he? Yeah. You ain't hear Doc saying none of that.
Nope.
He said 4-4.
No. I got you, Big
A. I'm not the greatest Doc lover like everybody else. They ain't winning nothing for me, man.
Love Doc.
Broke my heart.
Yep.
I can tell. And that's what I miss, Big A. That's what I miss. That's what I want more of.
Heart,
I want more heartbreak. It's fun.
And I'm still hurt since 83.
I know.
Now, check this out. Since 83, they should have won the next year. They got their ass swept.
Yep, by the Nets.
What the hell is going on? You know what I mean? That's why I can't do it. And you talk about wait 10 years. Jack, I'm coming down there at the end of the month, man. You keep talking like this, man.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's going to be some problems, brother.
All right. Appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Let's sneak in Cowboy Jim. Hello, Cowboy Jim.
Ike Reese, last week you were picking on Dr. J when I brought him up. Now today you're defending him? Which is it? Which Ike do I got today?
Hold on. I'm always defending Dr. J. Who was picking on Dr. J?
You didn't. Not last week we talked about it. You're like, oh, Dr. J did nothing all those years.
No,
I'm pretty sure that definitely did not happen.
I never would have said that.
You did. You're like, Dr. J couldn't do anything. Oh, they lost against Portland. They lost against the Lakers.
Well, they
Dr.
did.
J. They
he did blow a couple 3-1 leads.
They lost because of Caldwell Jones and Daryl Dawkins. I mean, come on. If they had
all right. Now, would you pipe down?
But Jack, you're right. We need rivalries, for crying out loud. Listen to Ike Reese last week. Oh, Cowboy Jim is awesome. What happened to the rivalry? Cowboy Jim is a jerk. He's a jerk. He's a Cowboy fan. You guys are so soft.
Yeah, but you're not really a Cowboys fan. Like,
I am a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, well, no, he's really a Cowboy fan. You're not really a jerk.
And we need fighting again. We need every hockey game should have a fight in it. Okay, we need like Pete Rose breaking the collarbone of a catcher.
What do you know about fighting? When's the last time you were in a fight?
You've never been in a fight.
I deal with fights on the plane all the time.
Oh,
okay?
I'm sure.
I have to break them up. Okay, it's always some Eagle fan on there, you know, with a problem, and I have to step in and stop it.
Oh man, they're terrified of seeing rivalry. You coming.
Hey, can we put Buzz's top 5 at 5 at 5:55? Because it's boring.
Boring. Okay?
Put the text line in. Put the text line in for like 10 minutes and bring back happiness. All right, God, all this softness. In baseball and basketball, man. It's just
softness in Dallas,
and with our stewardesses.
Yes, with our stewardesses.
How did I catch a stray there? What did I do to him?
Well,
he doesn't
like your top five.
Pull punches for anybody.
No, he doesn't.
He comes in insulting everyone.
Usually, we do the text line. It's brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. No text line today because Battle decided to take the day off.
Well, I tell you.
I know.
That's 2 days in a row.
Loose ship around here. You know, I take 1 week paternity leave. You would have thought it was World War III. You know,
Porter back yet?
No, Porter's off for the year. The kid's been born since, never mind. Been born since January. It's June. I mean, like, the tough part's over. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.